This is VOA News via remote. I'm Melissa Melton. More than 1,000 people were arrested Tuesday in Russia after protesting the prison sentence handed down to opposition politician Alexei Navalny. Navalny was sentenced Tuesday to 2 years and 8 months in a penal colony for violating parole while undergoing treatment for poisoning in Germany. His lawyer says he will appeal the sentence. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken called on the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Navalny. The United Kingdom, Germany, France, and others issued similar statements. The monitoring group OVD Info reported the number of protesters arrested. Navalny's team later posted a message to social media thanking supporters and urging them to go home. The message laid the blame for Navalny's sentence squarely on Russian President Vladimir Putin. The message read, quote, Putin failed to kill Alexei Navalny and therefore decided to put him in jail for 2 years and 8 months. We will never tolerate a government that kills opponents and imprisons innocent people. The court found Navalny violated his parole from a prior 2014 suspended sentence by failing to notify prison authorities of his whereabouts when he was evacuated to Berlin for treatment following a near-fatal poisoning attack. What more could I have done? Navalny asked the court. I was in a coma. International media investigations suggest that Navalny is correct to blame Russian security services as the source of the attack. They're believed to have laced his underwear with the military-grade nerve agent Novichok. While he was traveling in Siberia last August, Russian authorities deny this. The opposition politician has long argued his 2014 conviction for embezzlement was politically motivated to disqualify him from running for office under current Russian law. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.